Welcome, everyone, to Frederick County Sports Weekend, brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino, Cool Sculpting. And today, our guests, our return guest, Coach Rodney Bennett of the Frederick County men's baseball team, the Cougars, and two of his star players this year, Brady Haryu, if I got that right. Say something.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And, goodness. And let's see. We also have, I can't read my own writing. Isn't that terrible? Brandon Austin.
Yep. It's a pleasure.
And you guys are both freshmen, I believe?
No, I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore?
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm a freshman, yep.
One freshman, one sophomore. But you're both from Battlefield High School.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right outside of Warrenton, Virginia. And, Coach, you've got, this is like the alumni team for Battlefield High School. I mean, yep. You've got five players. You had another one before, too. So they're a really good school.
Yeah, absolutely. Battlefield traditionally not only produces very good high school teams to excellent high school teams, their players also translate to be very good college baseball players. And, there's a difference. Sometimes there's a lot of good high school players that never translate to the next level, but Battlefield does it both.
Coach, your team has been ranked in the top 20 for I can't remember how long. And once again, you start off ranked 20th this year. How's that help when you do recruiting?
At first, when we first started this program with the coaching staff, with Coach Hensley and myself, our goal is to be one of the top teams in the country, and our goal always remains the same as a team, which is to try to capture that elusive national championship. And what we have done, with the hundreds of just excellent baseball players and young men that come through here, that their talents on the field have led to all this national recognition. And when we're ranked every year, and what I love about it is, we have 25 new guys on this roster. So we have 25 new guys who haven't done anything but their preseason ranked 20th right. in the country. So mm-hmm. What I'm proud of is we're ranked every year based upon what someone else did the year before. And that's, passing the torch, so to speak. And it's big on recruiting. I mean, kids today, haven't changed from hopefully kids 40 years ago. They want to go to a winner. And the one thing we have consistently done is we have been very good at competing at our level and also competing for a national tournament appearance. And that's what we do.
Well, last year you ended when you lost to Community College of Baltimore County, Catonsville,
mm-hmm.
in the championship game by a score of 7-6. So,
thanks for the reminder of that.
I'm just pointing out how close you came. I mean, it's another sign of how good your teams have been.
Yeah, I mean, I like to say it this way. Our goal is, quite frankly, I believe our goals are much different than a lot of other schools across the country. Most schools go into the season, from what I understand, from what I hear, is, okay, first thing we want to do is win our conference, and then we want to qualify for the postseason, and then, ultimately we want to compete for a national championship. Well, the first thing we talk about is, it's World Series or bust. This isn't just making the playoffs isn't our goal. We're not taking it for granted because it's very difficult. But, we don't shoot for just making the playoffs. And for us, if we don't make it to the promised land, so to speak, I know that we always come just short. So we're always right there in the conversation. And that's what I'm proud of, is each year we are in the mix to do what we have set out to do. And it's not easy, but sometimes these guys make it look easy.
The other thing we talked about, you've got, it's 2-3 years old now, your turf field?
Yes, this is year, this will be year, coming up year three.
Yeah. time goes too quick.
Yes, it does.
And I know that's made a big difference.
Oh, absolutely. The turf field has made a huge difference in our preparation. It's made a huge difference in us getting in games. And I'm sure you could probably ask these guys. I mean, you know, why ultimately they choose Frederick. But
I was going to.
But the you know, the turf field is certainly a very marketable tool. Mm-hmm. Because as any baseball players knows that, you know, regular dirt fields can be a nuisance when you're trying to accomplish things pretty regularly.
Brandon, let me ask you. Okay. You weren't that far away. Mm-hmm. When did you first become aware of FCC?
Well, as Coach was saying, Jet Manning, he's at University of Alabama now. You know, he went here after some, you know, some other stops. And he went and he did well. And then he passed the torch down to Brady. And then Brady and I have played for, you know, 3-4 years now. And I saw that he's gone. And the program that Coach Bennett has put together was just something that you don't find often at the junior college level. I mean, you know, I'd like to say that this junior college here, one of the best teams I've been a part of and seen, you know, as a collective unit. So, I mean, it's special. It's special.
Did the turf field play any part in deciding?
It definitely wasn't a yes or a no.
Oh.
But it was definitely something where it's like, you know, if it's a little rainy out, you know, you don't have to call practice. You know, you can get practice in, even if it's just ground balls or short hops. You know, it's something that definitely helps.
Brady? Same question.
So my first experience of Frederick was Jet coming to FCC, and I had a couple other, you know, places I was thinking about going, but Jet recommended me to Coach. He texted Coach for me, and then Coach contacted me, and then I came up here and talked to him, and I really liked everything he said, and I wanted to play with Jet again, and that's pretty much how I became here. And then I told Brandon that it's great up here, and then also Keegan McGinnis and James Beasley and Tanner Hilterbrettel were all at Division I schools last year that I've played with. Two of them went to Battlefield, one went to Patriot, our rival high school. And we also told Coach Bennett about them, and he trusted me that they're good players, and now we got a pretty good squad all from Northern Virginia up here.
Well, you've got 5 players on the team from Battlefield High School, which is just outside of Haymarket, I believe.
Yeah, it's in Haymarket. Mm-hmm.
And it's not far from Warrenton. I was there. The only bad thing about it is you've got to use Route 15.
Right.
And except for that, I mean, it's a beautiful area. And you guys still live in that area?
Yeah.
Yep.
And so you commute up 15? You have my deepest sympathies.
Well, we stay up here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we have a place up here.
Yeah, it's good because the deer, whenever you get in the spring or the fall, are lethal, and I sadly mean that. They're terrible. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
But you guys, have you encouraged players that are on the Battlefield team to come up and watch you guys?
Sure. I mean, we have a lot of guys that are playing at the same time as we are, but they definitely come up and watch if they could.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like, I have a trainer at home who's always asking for the schedule, and as soon as we got it, you know, released it to him, gave it to him, and he's definitely going to try and make it up. You know, it's something special here you don't find. So.
How does that feel, though, to come up here and be not that far away, but to have all your friends up here, all these people that you knew, and then all the new friends you've made?
I mean, it's pretty awesome, you know, to come up here and have that sense of comfort a little bit. You know, I live with 3 guys, two of them I played with and one that I'm, you know, closest buddy now. It's pretty awesome to just have that, you know, protective wall, just to be able to, you know, if you're not having a good day or something, you still have that kind of home feeling with you, you know, and yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I love having guys that I knew before, and then also a lot of guys on the team now. Everybody on the team, there's no problems on the team. Everybody gets along pretty well, and we all have fun together, so that's great.
Okay. Brandon, what position do you play?
I play third base.
Third place.
Yep.
Brady, what position do you play?
I play everywhere.
Everywhere. Ooh, that's incredible. And is that what you did in high school, too?
High school, I played first base, and I played a little bit of third.
Okay. Have you ever pitched?
I have pitched when I was younger, but not on the big field.
Wow. An all-around player. That's kind of nice to have, Coach.
Sure, he's pretty versatile.
Special guy, special guy.
Yeah, he can do a lot of things.
That's nice to hear. The weather has been a factor for a few of the years that we've talked.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it doesn't seem to have been as bad as usual. But, you know, it's still January as we're recording this. It'll be February soon. Your first game's coming up in February.
Yep.
Have you had any problems getting out to practice and get moving?
No, actually. I think we've been out maybe a half dozen times, which has been wonderful. The one thing we will not do, we haven't had snow on the field to keep us from doing anything on the turf, but the temperature.
You're jinxing yourself.
Well,
you know.
To this point.
Yeah, to this point.
To this point. And, you know, if it's too cold outside, we just stay in to get our work in. So, like tomorrow, for example, it's calling for mid to high 40s. We'll go out tomorrow. I mean, that's tolerable. So the weather actually hasn't been a factor to this point to impede us from getting out and getting some things done.
Well, let's talk for a second about the upcoming schedule for 2018. Mm-hmm. Well, that's hard to say, 2018.
Yep.
Your first game is at home
mm-hmm.
with Hood College coming to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Not far away.
No.
And then you have a tournament on the weekend of the 17th and the 18th.
Yeah, well, we have a three game series with Mercyhurst Northeast. Out of Pennsylvania, they're supposed to come in. So hopefully the
you
weather.
You play three games.
Yeah, we'll play a 3-game series with them.
That's really
two
cool.
Saturday and one on Sunday.
And then on Tuesday the 20th, a week later, not even a whole week later, you're back playing Hood College again.
Yeah, it's really nice that Hood is here. For us, because the hardest thing to do is try to, for example, if it was 70 degrees tomorrow, it's very difficult to get a team on your schedule to say, hey, let's move the date from this date to this date because we got a nice day. But Hood is right next door, and they're always looking for games to play with their JV squad, so to speak, and it's really convenient for us.
And they've been improving a lot. Hood
yes, they have.
Really, athletic program has really dramatically
yes.
increased.
Yes, they have.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Pete McLeod and Ed Lilly. Pete will be back again next week. Brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino, who does cool sculpting. And we're grateful to have them as our new sponsors and appreciate it very much. We're talking with Coach Rodney Bennett of the Frederick County Community College, the Cougars baseball team. And this is your – what year is this for you?
This will be my 16th year.
16 years.
Yeah.
And you have been – the team's been ranked for most of those years, hasn't it?
Yeah, every one of the years we've been here. Yeah.
And that's just incredible. And congratulations for that again.
Thank you.
I know your goal is to go – it's in Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
And to get there, and it's quite a challenge. It's quite an honor, and it's just amazing you guys do this well and don't get all that much attention in the area.
Yeah, that's something that you know I've noticed that over the years. We do get a lot of national recognition. Locally, for whatever reason, we don't get the kind of publicity, so to speak, we get. Outside of here. For example, I know a few years ago, the San Francisco Examiner did a story about FCC baseball because of our winning percentage at the time and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's nice. I mean, you know, as somebody gets older in this profession, when I was younger, you know, I wish everyone could, you know, I wanted everyone to know what we were doing. And to realize, though, that it hasn't impacted getting young men like that are to my right. That you know, with the age of the internet, these guys can read about what we're doing, and you know, it doesn't take social. It doesn't take media, so to speak,
well,
to bring it to
the
their
fact
attention.
That your team continually ranks in the top 20, and even higher than that a lot of the time, it doesn't hurt.
No.
And the message definitely gets out there, and you get a lot of players. You've got a lot of players from the area, but you'll take anybody that's. Qualified and you think is a good player, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. And what we are on, you know, I hate to put guys in a category. The one thing of baseball players traditionally that you hear the statements, well, this person is a Division I player. This person's a Division II player. This person's a Division III player. I don't like that you know, baseball, I always say this, and there's no disrespect against anything else, but if you take a junior college basketball team and send them down to play Duke University, Duke would probably beat them by 30 or 40 points. You send a baseball team down to Duke University and play Duke University, a JUCO team, it could be 3-2. You know, and the difference in the sport, in baseball, you could be a Division III baseball player and dominate
now,
at any level.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe over the years I have heard of major league teams in the spring splitting their teams and sending their teams to play college teams.
Yep, split squads.
And the college teams have been competitive, if not beating them sometimes,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Is that a good example that, of what you're
trying
to say?
Yeah, it's a great example that you know, the baseball players that we get, and what I was referring to is, if you want to label our guys, the guys that are on Frederick Community College baseball team are good enough to play at Division I, Division II schools, and certainly Division III schools, if you want to label them. So that's what we think we got. If we have 30 guys on a roster, I think almost half of them are good enough to play at Division I schools, physically.
And a lot of them end up doing that, don't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Actually, every guy that wants to move on moves on with scholarships, and that's what I'm proud of.
That's a tremendous accomplishment.
Yeah, well, that's why they do it. That's what our level's about, you know. So,
well, you guys, of course, you're a sophomore. You're the old one on the team.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Actually, there's some guys that are a little older that have taken a couple years off. So, I don't really feel like I'm one of the older guys on the team, but definitely a veteran, mm-hmm. veteran presence.
And do you like being able to play all the different positions that you can?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
What do you like to do the most?
To hit.
I was going to guess that. And that allows the coach to really use you in any situation. I mean, he can pick you up and say, I want you to do this today because I think this is going to be my best combination against this pitcher, right?
Right, correct.
Well, I know Brady won't tell you this, but Brady's one of the best hitters in the conference, if not the region. As a freshman, he had a phenomenal year. I think it was 8 home runs, Brady. You should know
something
this.
Like that, yeah.
About 60 RBIs. He, without a doubt, is one of the top 10 hitters on the East Coast. And, you know, he doesn't know where he's going yet, but a lot of schools have interest, and that's how
I'll
it is
bet.
At our level. And that's what's exciting to me is I don't know where he's going to go, but he's going to have the opportunity. He'll have at least 10 offers, and that's probably being generous by the time April gets here. Because, you know, at our level, the scholarships roll in the spring instead of the fall. In high school, they roll in the fall. They just switch.
You've got more games than I can possibly list.
We have 56.
And you've got doubleheaders in the month of March.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Camp Community College. Where are they?
They're in Southern Virginia. They're a new community college that just opened up. And what I like about them is where they're located at. So 4 hours south from us is a better chance to make sure we get to play.
Well, then you've also got a doubleheader on the 2nd of March at Shenandoah University, which isn't far from here.
No. Winchester's not far.
Not at all. And then Lakeland, Florida.
Then we go to Florida for a spring trip. Yep.
And Myrtle Beach, I believe. Is that right?
No, we don't go to Myrtle.
Lake Myrtle is
Lake
in Florida.
Myrtle. Yeah, that's the name of the complex.
Well, you play a lot down there. That must be nice to get away.
It is. It is. That's a really a key week for us because that's a chance you're guaranteed basically to play every day. And we also use a multiple lineups. We also use multiple trying to figure out who we're going to be. It's one thing to go into a season with a plan, but plan always changes.
Right.
And when we play that many games, you throw different guys in different spots and see how they respond. And what I'm particularly happy with is this schedule this year. Our conference schedule is always tough. That's all right. And but our non-league schedule, we're playing a lot of teams that made it to a World Series, and it's probably one of the toughest schedules we've ever had. So I'm
that's
excited.
How you get better.
Absolutely, I'm excited about the schedule we have.
Do you guys have a website people can look up on the internet and check your schedule out?
Yeah, it's under fccathletics.com. You just go to any sport we have at FCC, and all of them's doing extremely well right now. But you go to the baseball, everything's on there, our roster, bios of these guys, and all the statistics are up to date after each game.
Hmm.
We also
spends a lot of time doing that.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I have to, as a coach, I have to do my job at entering stats, but our sports information assistant athletic director, Gary Dembski, is just phenomenal. His passion for sports and his articles are just tremendous. Like the article you read about us, I mean, that's Gary. And Gary is, if we play at 10 o'clock at night and I put the stats in at 10:30, by 10:45, he's got an article. Boom. he's excellent at what, absolutely. He's a fan and he absolutely loves what he does.
I know you guys do get a fair turnout from the college to come watch you guys. Is there anything that you would like to see change with your facilities right now that you would like to improve for the future?
Well, I think, you know, you could, you know, without being greedy, you could always...
I think you got to be greedy as a coach, don't you?
Well, you can always improve. I think our seating arrangement, I would like to get some semi-grandstand. You know, and that's big picture thinking. But I do believe it's possible in the future by donors. We're very fortunate right now. We have a donor, Sandy Smith, which used to work at FCC, and she's a wonderful person, and she donates thousands of dollars every year to FCC baseball because she values what we do, how we act, how we present ourselves, and it takes the pressure off these guys. You know, to make us who we are is expensive, you know, and we have to do a lot of things to try to minimize the onus on the guys. And people like Sandy Smith and, you know, the more success we've had, the more our family gets a little bigger and we have more people who want to come back and help out because at one point FCC and FCC baseball got them to where they are and now they want to give back. Some way that they can to say, hey, just thanks. You know, if someone gave us $50, that's like $1,000. You know, and we really appreciate the alumni and people who have started to really want to try to, you know, give back because it meant so much to them.
Brady, let me ask you a question, and I should have asked this long ago because we're almost out of time, but somewhere down the line, you'll stop playing baseball. Okay, could be 3 years, could be 20 years, could be 30 years. Who knows? Baseball is one of the sports you can have a lot of longevity in. Would you want to coach?
I'd probably consider coaching. Yeah, I think my favorite thing about, and I like to watch what Coach Bent does with recruiting. I think I'd be interested in being a recruiter. I think that would be definitely a place I would like to be in baseball.
Brandon, same question.
I mean, it's you know, baseball is something I want to be around for a long time, and so I want to play the game and ride the wave for as long as possible. But coaching, yeah, I would love to coach and give back to the game and, you know, instill the same thing like, you know, coaches like Coach Bennett, you know, didn't meet to, you know, to the younger generation and really carry the game forward and make it better.
Is there anything you're particularly looking forward to this season?
I mean, I'm trying to get all the way, you know, to Enid, Oklahoma. That's, you know, but we can't look past it, you know, look past these games. So we take one game at a time, try and go 1-0 every time we play. You know,
Brady, same question.
Yeah, I just want to win games. That's all that matters.
Coach, I don't think they said a thing wrong tonight.
Well, that's
who they are.
That's who they are, and that's I'm very impressed with this group. Their physical skills, they're unprecedented, but their makeup between their ears. And I think it's very difficult to get young men to realize how important now is, because I know everyone's worried about what they're going to do tomorrow or next week or next month or next year, but don't forget about today. And to realize this is the last time this group, this team, these 30 guys, they'll never play together again. And sometimes kids don't think about now.
Right.
But I think this group understands that this is the only time they'll get to do this. And for the next 90 days, they have the opportunity to fulfill a dream and reach a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I hope they don't let that opportunity slip between their fingers through anything, but they gave us everything they got.
Quick time for one last question, which is, when you're doing most of your recruiting, it's when you guys are actually playing, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it's that for the high school kids, but a lot of it happens in the summer too. But it's difficult, but because of the great people who come through this program, like the former players, like Brady, you know, players recruit other players. And the FCC family just keeps growing, and that's what it's about. So they make it a hell of a lot easier for FCC coaching staff through word of mouth for a lot of these guys, in addition to what we do on our own.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, and it goes way too fast every single time. You guys, I think I could talk to you for about another hour each, and haven't had the opportunity. And Coach, it's always great to talk to you again. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You've been listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend, and with our guest, excuse me, I can hardly talk. Head coach Rodney Bennett of the Frederick Community College baseball team, and two of his star players, Brandon Austin, who plays third base, he's a freshman, and Brady Haryu, who is a sophomore, 6'4", 215 pounds, and he plays just about every position, but particularly he hits well. And I hope you're going to get a chance to go out and watch them play this year. Yeah. Guys, thanks for coming.
Appreciate having us. Thanks again.
And for Pete McLeod, I'm Ed Lilly, wishing you a wonderful day and reminding everyone again, we're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino Cool Sculpting. Hope you'll tune in again with us next week and have a safe and happy Sunday.